Mr. President?
Yes.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Albert.
Benny? Benny?
Hello?
Yes, Thomas, President.
How you doing?
You want to call late here tonight, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You haven't gone to bed, have you?
Well, I've been in bed a couple hours. I'm getting old.
Now, good God almighty, I haven't even finished my dictation. Lenny just came in here and said that damn veterans man has been out there raising hell about veterans.
Are you getting any work out of that, Jackson?
Yes, sir. I'm getting a lot. He's done a damn good job. If you don't have a breakdown.
Well, I'm telling you, you're working him. I've been telling everybody. I said, well, just keeping him out of that one. Just don't work him 18 hours a day.
Tell me, what's your story on this veteran he's talking about?
Well, Skinner, he's jumping up and down. And he's...
Well, it's goddamn Gleason, Albert. He ought to be, he's up there lobbying. You know, he wants to start a new nursing home thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get your foot under the tent, and God almighty, it costs us hundreds of millions of dollars for non-service-connected cases. So I told him that if they wanted to, they could keep him under the 125,000 beds. He is in here, this damn professional American Legionnaire.
Oh, there.
And he says, if you'll just let me have it, I'll keep it within my quota of 125,000 beds. So I said, okay, I'll do that, but I don't believe you'll do it. I think you'll put the damn heat on with American Legion and DAV and the rest of them. And he said, oh, no, I won't. I'll guarantee you to keep it within my 125,000 beds. So I sent it up. 125,000 beds, and then he goes out and starts playing this way.
Yeah, but he needed $12 million, didn't he?
He wants $12 million over and above the 25. And yeah. I ain't gonna start a new program like that, cause hell, that's like giving every World War veteran a bonus.
Well,
see, this is not for disabled cases at all. This is non-disabled nursing home, and if we go to furnish a nursing home for me and you and everybody that has no non-service connected disability, well, we break this government. And he wants to get it in with the $12 million this year, and it'll be $180 million next year, or the next year. And the budget just said it's outrageous, and he misled President Kennedy, and he came in to me, and I said, well, will you keep it within the beds you got? He said, yes, he would. I said, all right, if you keep it in 125,000 beds, we'll let you have it.
But he couldn't within the money, but...
Well, he can. He says he can, but he goes to Teague and around the other place, and he did that with Kennedy. And they told me, said, you ought to tell him. Now, he's the only man in the whole budget that has gone around me. He goes and does this. He's been to Teague, and he's been to other veterans up on the hill. And he comes and tells me one thing, then he goes and tells them another. Now, I'm going to tell somebody she ought to play on another team or play on mine, because I can't defend him doing this. He says he'll keep his... You see, if I allow enough money for the 125,000 beds, he'll use some of I don't remember. He'll use some of them for a nursing home. Now, I said, I don't object to that. If you want to use some of them for nursing home, non-service connected, I think that's a bad principle, but you go and do it, provided you don't increase my beds any. Cause
well, 80% of his cases are 85% of none.
That's right. But now he wants to start a bunch of old folks' home. And we'll have them in every damn town in Texas. We'll have them everywhere in the world. And if he gets out from under that limitation of 125, the budget says the lid's off. Sky's the limit. You can't say that we can have 2,000 of them and not have 20,000 or 200,000. Because if you're going to take care of one non-service connected fella in a nursing home, you're going to take care of all of them.
Well, he talked to me about it about 2 years ago. I haven't talked to him anymore about it. He's got 125,000 bed ceiling.
That's right.
Eisenhower put that on him about five or six years ago. And these old World War I boys getting older, and the World War II are becoming more numerous with the ailments. And a lot of these beds are occupied. One of the great troubles with the VA administration is, hell, they just use it for country clubs. I can stay 2 or 3 weeks when they ought to stay 2 or 3 days. But that's not his big problem. His big problem is a lot of these old boys are getting old and they want to occupy these beds out there. And the American Legion turned the heat loose, the DAR and DAV and all around.
You haven't seen any of it, they tell me, Albert, until you start increasing the limit on his beds for nursing homes, for non-service connected. You talk to Kermit Gordon tomorrow.
I think you can still keep it within his 125,000.
That's what we've told him we'll do.
But his bed costs have gone up 20% in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, he'd better do a little management like these rest of these.
Well, it's terrific. I cut him like this.
Let me ask you.
$1 million, and I had the fight of my life over there.
I'm trying to keep ahead of you and Jack Valenti. Every time y'all put a problem on my desk, I solve it.
One of those boys, he fired that telephone because he didn't do what they want to do. You'd have to queue up for $2.5-3 million a year. Now I'm starting to bail to him. One of the two things you didn't have much choice about.
Well, yes, you have.
The board now. I'm not.
You know this, though. Don't you know this, my friend? Just old partner. Now, hold on to your bet. Now, let me ask you. If you were in my place, wouldn't you like to have your own chairman? Would you like to pick an old boy like old Frank Sharp, bring him up, as they say, Albert Thomas? He's Thomas's man.
You want to put you on that basis? Nobody in the world can disagree with
that. Well, I didn't, but this goddamn Italian that you've got planted in the White House, he just bothered me every morning and every night, and he says that Alan Boyd's good and fair, and then the next thing I heard...
You mean your vice president, Valenti, over there?
I mean that you've got a spy right here in the White House. You might as well be here yourself, take the responsibility for it. And we get Houston Bank straightened out, then we get this goddamn outfit straightened out, and Valenti, and he...
I haven't heard a damn word. I'm just jumping up and down.
I haven't heard a word from him. I told
him. I haven't heard from John either, but he said that every college, and he's been moving around over there.
Well, I haven't seen him. I got to see him and get him in there. The Chronicle Forest now?
Oh,
all out all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been that way for much. Goddamn, I'm telling you, that keeps me right and saying every other page he's got going now. Have you seen it recently?
No. No, he's going busy taking care of the Italian society in New York. He's not local anymore. He's international.
He's international. Well, I have a lot of fun out of him. And listen, you think about this.
You call Kermit Gordon in the morning and ask him, what are the merits? He's a good, fair man. He's liberal.
I know the merits of it, but I know the cost, too. But if you can hold it within you, 125.
That's what we told him. If he could hold it in 125, we'd let him do it.
Well,
we thought it was bad, but...
I haven't talked to him now, but Skinny's better, and he's saying, well, he has his opinion. Skinny's a little troublesome at times, too. Skinny's got one defense on everything. He says, well, I keep this World War I bonus bill off of the president. He worked that on you, he worked it on everybody else. But he may have a little merit. I said, Skinny, how much money are you going to have now? I knew what his figure was. I remember Lee said he wanted about $15 million. He said, well, I can get by $15 million. I said, well, hell, that's too much money. Can you keep it around 100 and keep it within your bed limitation to 5 or 6 million? He said, yeah. Well, what I'd do, Mr. President, tie this on your violin. You got to have some of these nursing home beds. If you don't, you're going to move that ceiling of $125,000, because I've seen the cost go up and up. They've used every device. You'll remove it already.
You talk to Kermit Gordon in the morning and ask him if we allow 125,000 beds, which we told him we'd approve, and he can operate nursing home beds cheaper than he can operate the other beds.
Well, the theory is he could if he wants to get them in operation, but he's going to have to do a little construction money and a little rearranging money and all of this.
Albert, he runs around. He's that damn fella. You know what he ought to be told? He's a Chicago ex-commander that ought to be told. Now listen, partner, you like his team, you play on it, or if you don't, by God, you get off it.
Tell him, ain't nobody gonna fall out with it. Well, tell him if he's doing that, we'll be sure that he's doing it.
Well,
if he's doing it and not playing ball.
Well, we told him last week. We called him up at night, and he's out at the basketball game while I was here working. And we called him up. He's the basketball game with his boys.
He's got five boys.
I told him the next morning, I said, now, Kermit, you call him and tell him that we'll approve. I'll go along with him on $125,000. But if I catch him sucking eggs and running around here and trying to get that $125,000 increased, then he says, goddamn neck. And sure enough,
they'll damn sure do that on you now. Because they'll let me all over that floor 100 times, and they don't want you to touch the damn budget. I cut it last year, and I had to promise them everything on earth from revolting in there on the floor. And everybody's run.
I'm sure I made a mistake in retrospect, but I concluded this. I think Congress has got to have something to cut. I think they want to, but I decided I wouldn't pad a goddamn thing. that I'd keep it as low as I could so I could get it under Kennedy's budget. And if Congress cuts it, then I'm in trouble. And I'm sure they're going to cut it.
They ain't going to cut it. The only question is about these veterans. They never cut veterans. They always raise.
No, but Harry Byrd won't pass out his bonus bill. And if he did, I'd veto the hell out of it and let him pass it over and veto if they want to run it. But Harry Byrd's finance committee ain't gonna
do that.
I don't think so. I can't get a tax bill out of it. I've been working like somebody.
Yeah, you're doing all right on that tax bill. Keep it up.
I've been making progress 2 weeks. You go on and go to bed. Now, you call Kermit Gordon in the morning. If you're not satisfied, call me back.
Okay.
Bye.
Take it easy.
I want to get along with Thomas.